Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. And of course, Azut is a simit of Mamzerut, and these terrible people wanted to do this to David HaMelech, to Pasal, and then we were standing right there in the Beit HaMidrash, as Doeg HaAdomi was arguing about the drasha of Amoni v'lo Amonit, Moavi v'lo Moavit, and we found them yesterday, Ishtiku. They had nothing to answer, and they were about to declare David HaMelech Pasal, which certainly would have left us in one heck of a mess and no way to get out of this. And so at that moment, he was saved by the intervention of a brother-in-law. What happened was that Va'amasa ben Ish. Now this Amasa, the Amasa was the one that Avshalom made the Tsar HaTzavah when he got rid of Yoav. So Amasa, this Amasa was a ben Ish, Ushmo Yitra HaYisraeli. Asher Baala Vigayo Bat Nachash, Achot Suya, Aim Yoav. Here we have a strange situation. There's a fellow that is called Yitra Yisraeli, and he had married Avigayo. Now, Avigayo was the daughter of Nachash, which means that she was the daughter of Yishai, who was the brother of, a sister of David. Why is he called Nachash? Because he was one of those few who had no sin other than Ityoshon Nachash. Okay. So what did he do, Amasa, the son of Yitra Yisraeli? He, before we decide what he did, he got a problem, because he was also called Va'avigayil Yaldat Amasa, and here it says that Avi Amasa is not Yitra Yisraeli, it's Yeter HaYishmaeli. Now make up your mind. Was he a Yisraeli or was he a Yishmaeli? This teaches us what happened in this particular maaseh. Omar Rava, Melamed Shechagar Charbo Ki Yishmael. We know that the Pesukim in Divrei Hayomim name people according to events. And the singular event in his life, and of course this was very definitive for his life, because if the Beit Din would have agreed to Doeg HaAdomi, that would have meant that all his descendants and all his family, because he was, after all, the son of the Baal Avigayel Bat Nachash. So then, but that family is pogum, because Yishai, but there's the Nachash, is pogum because of the fact that he comes from Rut. And so he was rather desperate to make sure that the psak would work out okay. So desperate that he grabbed his sword. And he said, Chagar Chargo Ki Yishmael Vamer, Kol Mishinu Shomei Alach Azu, Yitakir Becherev. I'm ready to kill for this one. Kach Mekublani Mi Beit Dino Shel Shmuel HaRamati, Amoni V'lo Amonit, Moavi V'lo Moavit. This is not a question that is up for argument. This is a halacha that I was mekabel. You don't want to be mekabel it, you die. Problem is, Amr Bab, Amr Rav, why should we believe him? Umi Me'emah. Why would we accept a halacha from Amasa, who was a brother-in-law, since he is personally involved in this whole problem? And the halacha is, Amr Rav Yab, Amr Rav, Kol Tamid Chacham, Shemorei Halacha, Uba, Im Kodem Ma'aseh Amra Shomim Lo. A Talmud Chacham who has something to say about a Kabbalah that he was mekabel, if it isn't his personal issue that is being raised here, so then we believe him. But im lav, ein shomim lav. If not, we do not accept what he has to say. And we don't view him any longer as objective, and he may, because of his need to see things differently, he may misinterpret or even outright lie. And how could we accept it? So here the Rabbeinu Tam says that, of course, when it says kodem ma'aseh, it doesn't mean kodem ma'aseh before the thing is raised in court. Means kodem ma'aseh before he personally needs it. Otherwise, says Rabbi Yonah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, every time we find all over the Gemara, the Baisa comes and somebody says, "Oh, I have a kabbalah about this measure." We say, "No, you should have told us before." What is that supposed to mean? The whole thing wouldn't make sense. So it must mean that he personally needs the Torah. Right? Now, of course, this issue, not surprisingly, was the central issue with Boaz and Ruth, and that was why he was so desperate that no one should know that he had slept with Ruth before. Just slept, of course, with Ruth before. And that's why he went up to the Beit Din first, before he would ask Tov whether he wanted to be the one who would be Miyavim. Because if Tov had already said no, then he wouldn't have been accepted in the Beit Din. So he had to go gather together in the Beit Din. And then he tells them, I need to be made halacha. Okay, now comes along Tov. Says, okay, we have halacha, you can take this one. You want it or not? No. Oh, okay, so I'll take it. But that was the whole Seder. And you'll notice that it doesn't say that
He tells Ruth, I don't want anybody to know that I was with a woman, which you would have thought so. It says that people shouldn't say, ki ba ha'isha, agoru. That's why it says ha'isha, the woman in question. Because then already they wouldn't have accepted the halakha. Not surprisingly, generations later, when it was Nogea David, we have exactly the same issue, and this is where it's brought up. Right? Because it's Nogea, that whole question. Was Boaz in fact reliable on the halakha? This could be, or this rub is a different approach, this could be the issue that David was talking about. We don't believe any of you. Not Yitro, we don't believe. Not Boaz, we don't believe. So forget about the halakha. Let's talk now about the psukim. Amoni v'la amoni, nah, no such thing. I'll argue it out. Mitzri, Mamzer, so on and so forth. So this may itself be the issue. We just can't be makabalit. The din of Eidus of Halakha is a very special Halakha. It's b'chayiv everyone to accept it. Now, the Brisker Rav learns that the question over here between Doeg and Yitra is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos over here says that when he says it's a halacha and so on, it's said later on by Rav Yehuda, as we'll see later today, where he says halachahi, right, that legabed in the tevas. So that's, he says, no, that doesn't mean halacha lamash mitzina. It's halachas, otherwise why wouldn't they be the Kabbalah? See, he also thought that this was a Kabbalah that he had, but it wasn't halacha lamash mitzina that I'm b'chayi m'chuyiv to accept his testimony, but just because I don't know it. I mean, somebody has halacha, so what am I supposed to do, right? According to that, so he held he could argue on it. That also the Brisker Rav uses to explain what this guy Tov was thinking. He says, no, I can't take her penashkit at nachalati. What do you mean penashkit at nachalati? And Rashi says, right? So if he held that he's not allowed to take her, should have said, what do you mean it's us? What do you mean penashkit at nachalati? It's Tarmos. So the pshat was, of course he was Makabal Allah. I understand that I'm allowed to take her. And what's going to be if 500 years from now some Doeg Adomi comes along and proves that the halacha is not like that? Since he also, that's the Torah. Torah of Amunit is the Pshat of his Torah, whether it's halacha of Hashmi Sinai or whether it's Psak Bezdin. If it's a Psak Bezdin, any Bezdin can overturn it. So then one day we'll come around here and my great grandchildren are going to be now considered to be Psalei Kol. Forget about it.
Then some Noah will have a Messiah of halacha of Hashmi Sinai this man.
Sorry?
No, because there won't be a guy around who'll say
it's no, because he didn't hold it was halacha l'mashe misina. He said it's halacha, okay, you're makabel from your Rebbe, no mela. I mean, that's a machayev of everybody, just because you were makabel from your Rebbe. He understands that that's exactly the machlokas, because otherwise it really doesn't make any sense. What do you say? Pekash chitit nachlati. Yeah? Okay, anyway, it's beautiful to see all of the elements of Boaz and Ruth, which is the central Yibum issue, coming out mamish in detail in the sugya. Okay, so ask the Gemara anyway, how could he be believed? And since the Gemara, Shinei Huck over here, it's different. It's different because Shmuel and Beit Dino Kanyam. Shmuel and Beit Dino were there. So if they're there, nobody's going to put himself into a position of saying something, which now I'm just going to go over to Shmuel and say, was that true? And that'll turn out, well, he's an idiot, didn't understand what I was saying. He's out like a liar and so on. So some actually used this Gemara to bring Orion on Milta Davida Ligluye. And the person is Naaman on something that is going to be easily discovered because nobody wants to put themselves into that kind of position. Okay, maybe the truth is much looks and how to quite understand that the Kayyim. But in any event, that's why we were Makabla. Okay, so, but you know what? Doeg has a very good point. Mikomakom Kash, I mean, what are we darshaning, they're all talking about Amoni, Velo Moavi, that he's got in there. Finally comes down to the issue of Al-Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Etchem. And note that extra word, Al-Dvar. Let's see. Asher Lo Kidmu Etchem. Al-Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Etchem means this is the issue. So you need, therefore, to use this as the determining factor. Al-Dvar means this is the central element. This is the crux of the whole issue. So if Doeg can prove that they should have come out to greet the Jewish women, so now the whole argument falls apart, right? So Mikomakom Kashi, what are you going to do? Answers the Gemara, it's not a kasha at all. Why? Halcha, here in Babel, they said, Tirgimu, kol kvuda bat melech nira. Even for a woman to go out and to bring the food, lechem umayim, to the females would be inappropriate. Because kol kvud melech, bat melech nira. Everybody, tainas, what do you mean? I mean, but I mean, these are the women that went out stark naked. They go, I mean, obviously, go with them as well. If you're coming out naked already, you might as well bring out a little food in another generation, right? So what are we talking about? These were the same women that had attacked Benos Midian and Benos Moab. So they were ready to do anything to sleep with these Jews and be macho them and so on. So now all of a sudden we're saying, yeah, but you can't expect them to bring lechem umayim. I mean, they had such a Maseret Tznius. As a reference to the Jewish women. So how can they greet the Jewish women? The Jewish women wouldn't have been exposed. I think it's very poshut. The Torah would never say Advar Shaloki Muetchem if that was the right thing to do. You see, so they did the right thing for the wrong reason, because they didn't care. Afar Pekin, I can't come in a pusik and say, this is a horrible thing. But it's exactly what I would do, says a Jewish woman. I wouldn't go out, it's a horrible thing. So you're telling me that this is the correct thing. I mean, maybe that's not Shaykh, say that's the meaning of the pusik. That's how they learned it in Bava. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak who said this. So since they said, where is Sarah? And as Rashi says, they were, and he says, Neva Oz, to be Meramis to Avram Avinu, that it was her Darga Tznius that was Mizaka her. And over here, even to greet the Orachim and so on, it's always in terms of she's back in there, and Avram himself had to run and get the food and do the things. So that's her called for the Basmelach Prima Bechla. You'll notice, of course, that the purpose of the Malachim who asked this question was to save Amun Umor.
Yep.
They were on their way. And they had just been mevaser him about the child who would be the Malachim are going to come from. So therefore, the three Malachim have to come together because they have an interrelated shlifut. Saving Lot from Sodom is related to Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, which is related to the Besura of Yitzhak, and which is related to the destruction of Sodom, which now forces Lot out and so on. That's the Banecha, Adonotecha, and Imtzah. So it's not that they just happened to be three that were traveling together just to get lonely. This was the future that was happening in the context of Ayei Sarah Ishtecha. It's absolutely brilliant. That was, says the Gemara, Kitanoi. Amoni velo amonit, Moavi velo Moavit, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That was the initial response over here of the Beis Din to Doi. Rabbi Shimon says it's insufficient. Al dvar shelo kidmu etchem belechem ubemayim, darko shel ish lekadem vein darko shel isha lekadem. Dor Ashurova, maidechtiv pitachta lemosirai. David HaMelech is talking about ani avdecha ben amatecha, pitachta lemosirai. Where does it say amatecha? And so on. So now, that's what he's referring to. I was in a tough spot because I am Ben Amatecha. I was the son of this woman who recognized herself as having a problem. She was like an Amma, like she says to Boaz Vanochi Lo Eyekecha. I'm not even good enough to be your shifra. So here she says, Uferastak Mafecha. And David says, and you opened up and let me out of my bonds. Now those bonds are the bonds in the context of the fact that I am known to be possible. Pitachta lemoserai, that's the point. Amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, shnei moserot shayu alai. I had two padlocks on me that were going to screw up the whole Malchus Beis David. Pitachta, I mean, you took care of it for me. One of them was Ruth HaMoabiyah, the other one was Naama HaMonit. Naama was Rechavam's mother. So if Rechavam would have been puzzled, it would have meant that the whole story of the Malucha from the third generation on would have been puzzled. So we have this problem for both of us. And therefore, you were Pitachon Mazirai, Dorash Rava Maidichtim. This is also Merumas in another beautiful pasuk. It says, Rabot Asita Ata Hashem Lokai. So much have you done. Niflaotecha Machshavotecha Eleinu. The way that you think about us in advance. What do you mean to think about us? I thought the problem was him. Oh, that's the pshad. No, it's about us. Elaylo ne'amar. Ela aleinu. Milame. Chaya Rechavam yoshev b'cheiko shel David. Notice that Rechavam was 41 years old. It says when he became melech. Shlomo was molach arba'im shana. Which meant that Rechavam was sitting on David HaMelech's lap in the last year of his life. And David was thinking, you know, alive Allah and Emush Mikro Talalu. You should know that this was Mipiruach HaKadosh. It's a reference to both of us. Your mother's also got the same problem my grandmother has. And both of us, Amoni v'lo Amonit for you, Moavir v'lo Moavit for me. And that's why the Torah put it in this way. They're beautiful. Dorash Rabba, my dechtiv az amarti, hinei bati b'migilat sefer katuv alai. Dovan HaMelech says, then I realized that this whole thing was written up in advance. Omar David, ani amarti, hinei, I thought, you know, atavati, I thought that, okay, look, you know, this is my life, this is the story of my life, things happen in the course of a lifetime, I was zocha to this gedula, and I looked at it in a very local way. And now I realize, local, like, heck, this was going on already from the time of Lot and Avram, when they were sitting back in Sodom, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already merames to me and to my grandson. So ani amarti atavati lo yadati shemegilat sefer katuv alai. I never understood that the whole parsha in the Sefer Torah was referring to me. Because it said over there, Ketiv, we find that the Malachim, they say to Lot, what about shtei benotecha hanimtzaot? What's this hanimtzaot? That's me and you. Matzati David Avdi. B'shemen kachim shaktiv. Omar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So who is that? Matzati. Hechan matzati. The Gemara says, Bizdom. That was a reference to the two daughters of Lot that created Ammon and Moab. Out of whom come David and Rechavam. Now I realize, what do I think? That the story of my own life is a local issue. It's a universal issue that we're talking about over here. And it started from way back. All right, so that concludes for the moment the big argument between Doeg and the Beit Din, and David and his brother-in-law, both of whom have definitely a stake in the issues and the outcome over here. Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back now to the sugya of the relationship of Ammon and Moab, Lekahal. We didn't talk about Lekahuna. That's okay. You're saying that he could be a melech. But Lemaisa, could such a woman marry a kohen? Says Rav Barula, says Rav Yochanan rather, a daughter of a ger from Ammon is not stam that she's kosher. It's that she's kshera totally. She's kosher even the kahuna. There's no problem whatsoever in this case. Now, we thought that the issue over here, we're going to talk about this now, we thought that what we're referring to over here is an Ammonite, who was married to an Ammonite, and they both became gerim, and then they had a daughter. And it's coming to tell me that this daughter is kosher. Omele Rava bar Ula Ula. So Ula, who had quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and his son heard the quote. So his son asked his father, Kima, who exactly, what shita was this following? I mean, remember that Rabbi Yehuda said earlier that a bat ger zachar kibat halal zachar. Now, he holds that even a bat halal, so a bat ger rather, which would be in this case, forget about the problem of Ammon and Moab, that the daughter of a ger has the same din as the daughter of a halal. So if you're talking about two gerim that have a child, he learns it out from halal that it's the same din as a halal. It may be kosher for the kahal, it might even be kosher to marry a kohenet like a halal is, but there's no heter for the child to be kosher in the kahuna. Fine. So it couldn't possibly be saying aliba that shita. So who is he saying it according to? Rabbi Yossi. No, so what's the chiddush? All he's saying is that a child born to ger in this kahuna, why wouldn't it be kosher? Well, where do we see a psul? With the ger, we had a question about whether the ger has been a vezina and all of that, but I mean, what's the problem over here? What's the chiddush? Now this now is going to be ma'asikas for a little while. What exactly would be the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan thinks he's saying? Why would such a child not have been pas kosher? V'chi tema, maybe you'll say that. Oh, I'm sorry. V'ik Rabbi Yosef Shita Amar Av Ger Shanasa Gioret Bitok Sher LaKuhuna. A ger who marries a gioret is now as a child. What's the problem? The daughter is kosher LaKuhuna. Why would not this daughter be kosher LaKuhuna? Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Yochanan held that that psak would not have applied to Ammon and Moab. Because that psak just talks about regular gerim. And regular gerim don't have a problem of a psul kahal. But the daughter of gerim that do have a problem of psul kahal, maybe high dain, royal of obe kahal, lo. Maybe the daughter would be pasul the kahuna. Why would I think that? I mean, is there a basis to such a thing? I mean, if Lamaisa, the daughter is kosher, she's a bach. It's not. She's not a bent. Minole. I'll tell you why. He would have said, look, it's no different than a Kohen Gadol that takes an almana. A Kohen Gadol that takes an almana, despite the fact that they're maybe perfectly valid people, but the daughter is not kosher kohanim. What's the comparison? A Kohen Gadol who marries an almana did an avera. She can be a toba avera. So it's certainly possible. There is a, obviously, the child is a chalala, it's a kohuna. But, I mean, over here, there was no avera done. And a chalal. Chalal yochiyach. And how about a chalal? I mean, a chalal wasn't asik in any kind of avera when he has a daughter. And nonetheless, we said over there that there's a bat chalal zachar is possible. What did he do wrong? He's even allowed to marry a kohenes. He goes ahead and he marries a kohenes. Hakol b'seder. He comes from a wonderful family of kohenim, except he can't do the avera. But he himself didn't do anything wrong. And nonetheless, you see that the daughter is possible. Ah, siri. You're right, he didn't do anything wrong. But how did he get into this world? Somebody did something wrong, or he wouldn't be a chalal. So malach halal shekein yitzirah tova avera. I mean, he was created out of an act of sin. So maybe, okay, you need some element of that there. No, but wait a minute, a Kohen Gadol that takes an almona over there, what do you mean you're going to say that yitzirah tova avera? It's that he did an avera. So we have over here a classic chazara din, a mamatzino. What are you going to tell me? That only someone who himself is a psul yichus creates now a daughter who is a psul yichus or kohuna. Amon HaKohen Gadol, where's the psul yichus? Everything is fine. Ah, you heard of him, but Amon HaKohen Gadol, they did an avera to have the child. And the cholol, the marriage of kohenes, he didn't do an avera. So therefore, we see that those are not the factors, because, I mean, why should we look at these factors if we can look at the more elegant solution, which is the meaning of a mahatzad, always. If you can show me that this is not the critical factor, because here it doesn't exist. And don't tell me that's the critical factor, because there that doesn't exist. So let's look for a more elegant solution. The din of matzah is Akram's razor. So therefore, what should we assume? We should assume that they're basically Lori Zekrizeh, Lori Zekrizeh, Atzad HaShaveshavahem, Sheinoberov Kahal. What is the common denominator over here? Is neither the Bias Avera nor the Yetzirah Ba'Avera. The point over here is that both of these people do not fit into norms of interrelationship among the tzibur, for whatever reason. Either the actual intercourse is wrong, or the parents' intercourse was wrong, there's problems. But, I mean, if you don't have now that, so then there's no problem. But if you have any issue, v'ena barov kahal, the din is bito psula. So afkan, she'eno barov kahal, you have exactly the same situation over here. You're going to tell me that the child over here is barov kahal? I mean, this is Amon and Moab. Certainly an Amon is not barov kahal. Moab is not barov kahal. Here they're married to each other. So this is a normal situation. It's not a normal situation that would be part of the intermarriage with the kahal. We have to separate this out and say, okay, these two people are not involved in any sin because they're both from Amon. But, I mean, certainly we can't look at them as being the normative description of a relationship for a Ben Yisrael. So therefore, Bito Psula comes on Rabbi Yochanan to say not to say that, which we'll see why, what the arguments would be. I would think that that would be the reason Rabbi Yochanan felt it necessary to say that. Now, well, this Rov Kahal is extremely abstract. I mean, I'm sure it's very nice to be applying Occam's razor and to show that you can be very abstract. But, I mean, Occam's razor also says, don't be too abstract when you have simpler solutions. The simple solution is that there was an avera involved in each one of these, really. Either an avera that the parents did to create the Zara, and an avera that the Kohen Gadol is doing to sleep with this Amona. But there's no avera involved in two happy people from Amon or from Moab married to each other and now deciding to become Jewish. Is there a problem? You got a problem with that? So where's the avera? Why would I have thought the daughter would be possible? What do I need with the Elchanan to tell me a daughter would be possible? What is this, a modern era which everything is assumed to be possible until somebody can absolutely prove that it's kosher? They haven't thought that up yet. So what's Rabbi Elchanan talking about? Okay, you know, Dilma Vadai Ba'amonisha Nasa Bati, so you could see why the Bach doesn't like Dilma Vadai. Because how could Dilma be Vadai? So he takes out the Vadai. But the truth is that in the Lashon of the Gemara, Vadai is sometimes used to mean indeed. And therefore, Dilma Vadai would simply say in English, perhaps indeed Ba'amonisha Nasa Bati Sorokam. There's nothing wrong, really, with this Lashon. So perhaps indeed we are talking about a problem issue. You're right. He wasn't referring, you thought he was referring to a case with two happy goyim who had been living together and now decided as a family to pray together and to stay together. Right? So no, that's not the case. The case over here that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to, when he said Bat Ger Amonik Sheralakuna, was indeed where there's a problem. The Amoni went ahead, and he's not allowed to marry now at all in any generation. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, and he went ahead and he married a Jewish woman. So there's an Amoni Shenasa Bat Yisrael Ka'amrit. Now he's Jewish, but he wasn't supposed to be Baba Kahal. So now what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan sang a big Kiddush. Even though Lemaisa, as a kosher ger, he still was not allowed to marry a kosher Jewess because he has the din of Isser Kahal, his daughter doesn't have a problem. She can go ahead and marry a kohen. We're going to discuss, obviously, on the base what the logic is and what they were discussing. But I think that's probably what was meant over here, not the way that you presented it. Omarlay, he said to him, yes, that's exactly. I'm so glad you helped me clarify this. That is exactly what I meant when I quoted Rabbi Yochanan. That was the case. And now I realize it, because the Chiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he also brought a mimer from Rabbi Yochanan as follows, which makes it very clear. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bat Ger Amoni, Ubat Mitzri Sheini, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kshera, Vreish Lokish Omar Psula. So here we're talking about a Ger Amoni who's never allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, or a Ger Mitzri in a second generation who was also not allowed to marry a Bat Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan said, in that case where they did go ahead and marry a Bat Yisrael, nonetheless, the Bat is Kshera LeKuluna. That indeed was the Kiddush that I was referring to. That definitely needs to be said, and we need to clarify precisely why that's true, and we wouldn't learn it from Amon LeKohen Gadol, that where there's an Avera involved, that it should actually passel the Bat, or where there's a Chol involved, as we discussed. Reish Lakish argues, and he says, Psula. Now, what's the logic here? Reish Lakish, Amr Psula, the Yolif, let me come and go to Balmana. Reish Lakish says, look, if a man and a woman get married now illicitly, the Torah says beferish that the daughter cannot marry into the kohen. So what do you want? That was exactly the thing. Why is this any different? Rabbi Yochanan says, Ksheira, what was the logic here? I'll tell you. He didn't really say openly Ksheira. We know that he said Ksheira, which is why we're reporting it like this, because of a maisa in which Rabbi Zakkai quoted a braita in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said like this, the Tani Rabbi Zakkai kameid Rabbi Yochanan. What is the meaning in the Torah of Amana, Gusha, V'chalala, Zona, et El lo yikach, ki im the betula mi'amad yikach, I'll tell you. This tells me that lahavi giyoret mikana, when it says over here, mi'amav, you know what it means? It means, as long as it's consistent with Amav, it's okay. So if you have a Gioret that is well-based, Mikana is Lashon of the cane of the Gior, right? Gior Vikana, it means the Mokon, the base of it. A well-based Gioret. So in other words, she's basically coming now from the same nation, the father and mother from the same nation. So if they're from the same nation, and now they have a child, this child was Noelah B'Kiddusha, so that means a Ger Amoni, who marries now, a Gioret Amonit, they have a daughter. This daughter has no problem, because this is a Gioret Mikana. She comes from her own nation, and there was no problem there, right? So she's Ksher Lakuna. Rabbi Yochanan's response to that was, I do not like what you are saying. Because that pussing, I have a totally different understanding of. Ani omer, ani shoneh, the way I was mekabel this whole thing, was that the word betula me'amav needs to be looked at carefully. So me'amav implies even if it's only from, partially me'amav. In other words, it means partially from his own nation, partially from another nation. Now, that would mean, even if it isn't an Amoni and Amonit together, but it's rather mixed, the Amoni with Yisrael would still be kosher.
Dual nationality! How is there a dual nationality? A betula haba'a mishnei amonim, where you have over here, it's a betula. As long as it's a betula, it can even come from two different nationalities, meaning one who married a Jewess. It doesn't have to be mikana. It's the very pasuk that you are using to say in this braita mikana. I ask you, why didn't it say then in the pasuk betulat amav or betulat am? What's this betula me'amav? So it means there's a dual am over here. Uh-huh. This is the important point. The atam, and now you're quoting a braita that's telling me, Gioret Dafka Mikana?
just the Giyorat that's together with the same Am, that is well-based, Mikana, Vetulo, and nothing else? Nonsense. I don't want to hear about this.
Now, you said that that implies that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Bat Ger Amoni. What did he mean, precisely? Maishne Amoni. Did he mean an Amonishan Asa Amonit? Meaning that this is dual nationality because the males and the females are like they come from two different species. One that there is Matir, that is a Choromar, a Surim, and a Kevot, a Mutarot. What's wrong with the word Mikana? That's right.
You said like...
In any event, what's Rabbi Yochanan's objection if that's what he meant? What's he screaming at Rabbi Zakkai? It says over here, Mikana, and that's exactly what it's referring to. Amoni, Shana Sa Amoni, that's Mikana, even though it's like Shnei Amoni, but it would be kosher, so you can't object to Rabbi Zakkai's malpresentation of the Braita. The only case that I understand would be an Amonishan Asabat Yisrael. And therefore, you are right. That must be what Rabbi Yochanan meant. That was the big chiddush that he doesn't learn it out from Ramana Lakar and Gerdol, despite the fact that it was a Bias Isser. Perfect. Ikidi Amen. Now, others say it over a little bit differently. That what he said to Rabbi Zakkai was, Ani shone amav mi amav lahavi betula haba'a mishnei amamim. And here it adds, Umi Am, Sheyeshbo, Shnei Amamim. I was of the mind, I even had a braita like that, that said that this means a petula that comes from two different nations, and even from within a nation that has two different nations. So we'll see what that means. Va'at amr giorit mikana v'tulo? This is what you're claiming? Only giorit mikana? That's it? That's not it. It's much more than that. I cannot accept the way you're learning it. Now, the difference is lahach lishna, bat mitzri, sheni decher lekuhuna. How do we know that? Because according to this, he says beferish, a betula ba'am ishnei amamim, that's from an Israelite, and from a ger together, even though that ger comes from a nation that has shnei amamim, which we just said is like an amoni, where one is kosher and one is possible. Now, according to that lashon, Rabbi Yochanan is openly saying that what he's talking about is the very case of the ger, Amon, that has a daughter from a Jewish woman, right? So now, la'ach lishna, bat mitzri sheni, dikcher lekuhuna minole. If we're going to learn it out specifically from the pasuk that says, am sheyeshno shnei amin, then that means that this drush is telling me one specific case, the case of Amon and Moab, but not the case of Mitzri. So that according to this version, it would only apply to Amon and Moab, but I thought he said Bat Ger, whatever, right? So would it apply indeed, according to this Lashon on the, how would you know Bat Mitzri Sheni? What would give you the idea that she would be Kosher Lekuhuna? V'chi Tema, you'll say, well, why not? It's basically the same thing, right? I mean, the daughter of the Mitzri Sheni, or the daughter of the Moabiyah, the Amoni, is the same. It's not the same. Because Mala Amonishan Asa Bat Yisrael, she came Nikevot Mutarot. You could say over there that an Amoni that marries a Bat Yisrael, if we paskin according to the Chachomi, over there the din is that the Nikevot are Mutarot immediately because of Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. Masha'en came when it comes to the Mitzri, where the Torah says even the Nikevot until the third generation are Asura, according to the Tanakama. We have no reason to suspect that he would hold differently. So how could you possibly learn out from the din that applies where there's no problem of the daughter, that over there the daughter can marry the Kohen, to a case where in an Am, like the Mitzrim, where the daughter would have had a problem if it would have been a generation before. So that's much more chomer. Well, nu, and a Mitzri Sheni. Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Mitzri Shniya.
So the case of a Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Mitzri Shniya, where over there the daughter's a mitzvah shlishish and is muteras, that proves, yochiach, that proves, the daughter's a muteras lakuna, even though you don't have in Mitzrim the kula, that the nekevas are immediately muter, so that shows that a mitzvah sheni, that marries a bas yisrael, his daughter should be ksher lakuna, because she's a mitzvah shlishish, so that should be sufficient.
No, mala mitzvah sheni, she's not a mitzvah shniya, she can't even be a toba avera. But they didn't do anything wrong. The Mitzri's allowed to marry Mitzri. How can I bring a Raya, a Ger Mitzri, who marries now into a Bas Yisrael, where they did it on there? You're going to bring me a Raya from a Mitzri and a Mitzris? What kind of Raya is that? Okay, so again, because Radin, Lori Zekri Zeva, Lori Zekri Zeva, you're bringing two Rayas. First, you want to bring a Raya from Amon and Moab. That's because the
the Amoni, rather, the Torah is being matir because even though he did a bias avera, we have over here, the nekevas are mutaros. Okay, but the mitzvah nekevas aren't mutaros. Ah, but the mitzvah shlishi would have been, everybody would have been mutar. Yeah, but the Ger Amoni, okay, so then Malat Tzadah Shavashavim is the same Tzadah Shavashavim. Tzadah Shavashavim is that it's not Barov Kahal, as we said before. And nonetheless, Bito is Ksheras, what's Nafkamina? It is a B.S. Isser. It comes from Am that Tzadah, those aren't the issues that we see. So therefore, we've got a new idea. Omer of Yosef. Oh, man. I wish I had heard this before. I used to hear Rabbi Yehuda always talking about Amav and the difference between Am and Amav. I never knew what he was talking about. The Kama, he used to say Amav me Amav, and I was trying to think what would be the Kiddush Amav me. V'lo yadana my Kama. Thank God, and I finally understood what it's referring to. This is the drasha that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that he was showing it. As he was showing it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he was saying that the daughter is kosher lakuna. Kiyaser of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar. You guys have the whole story wrong. That's not what Reb Zakkai said, and it's not, that wasn't the braita that he was arguing about. What he said, the braita that Reb Zakkai said in front of Reb Yochanan read like this, that Isha Amonit Kishera Bina Me Amoni Paso. So he comes and he says this braita, which Reb Yochanan held made no sense. He said, a woman who comes from Amon is kosher. Her son, now, born from an Amoni is possible. We're going to go through it and explain what it's talking about. And now, Bita, her daughter, however, from an Amoni, is Kshera. But a Bat Amoni, where he married a Yisraelite as a Ger, would be Psula. To which Rabbi Yochanan responded, you can please leave the Beis HaMedrash and tell it to the birds. Because this is ridiculous. Hoktani Livra. Walk out and say over your prices, I don't want to hear it in my base of image. And I'll go through it with you and explain to you why. Look, my Da'amrit, the first thing that you said, obviously, Isha Amoni Kshera, fine. No problem with that. That's the Pasuk Amoni, Velo Amoni. Very nice. Now, you also said, B'na Mi Amoni is Pasul. Because he has a din of Amoni, obviously. And Amoni is Pasul for all generations. Obviously, her son, from an Amoni, born Amoni, is an Amoni. Very good. You're talking about a classic case of 50th generation or Amoni. It's not going to mean how many generations he is. Amoni is possible. Okay. This last piece is outrageous. Vitami Amoni Kshera, you're saying. But the daughter of an Amoni would be Kshera. Let me understand what you're talking about. Kshera for what? Lamai. Elam Elavobikam, what are you saying? That she's Kshera to marry a Jew? You just said that the mother herself is kosher. Obviously, the daughter is kosher. Understand, if the mother can marry a Jew, it's because of Amoni, below Amoni. So you're telling me if the family went ahead and became Darian, that the daughter is kosher. Well, obviously, why not? Even the mother was kosher. So that can't be what you meant, okay? So then what must you be saying? You must be saying that Ella Lekuhuna, you're talking about a case where you're trying to be Machshir, Bita mi Amoni Kshera Lekuhuna. Oh. And you're saying only because it was Bita mi Amoni. Now, there it's kosher. So that, and you're saying, what's the case? Your case was an Amoni va Amoni Chinit Gairu. That's what you started. You said Amoni va Amoni Chinit Gairu. What does that have to be that case? If you're saying that's the case, you're saying that's the only case. So now we're going back to basically the same idea the way we quoted the Braita. Giyorit Mikana. Amoni v'amonit, it's all the same, and they come from a place where there's no biyat avera. That's why the daughter is kosher. So now, what are we talking about? That bitam amoni is pasul. So my bitam amoni, what? Amoni shenasa amonit, that's a giyard mikana. Ela amoni shenasa bat Yisrael. So you're telling me that the case of bitam amoni is psula is when? Not bitam amoni is psula as a Goya, that, and then they became Darian. I mean, that's no problem. You just said before it's no problem. Must mean that you're coming to say that if an Amoni illicitly took a Bat Yisrael, had a daughter, the daughter's puzzle. Out! Why out? Poktani Levra, because the same reason. Ami Shoneh, Amav, Amav, and Miamo. And therefore would be kosher even though it came from dual nationalities of an Amoni who Be'isr took a Bat Yisrael. Therefore refused to accept the Braita as you said. Okay.
You also said that.
No. Well, we'll be getting to this. But in these cases, the yichus follows the pagam. But let's not worry about it now. Here they were misguided. That isn't the problem. Now, the Mishnah continues on to say, Rabbi Shimon said, I don't understand. It's absurd for you to tell me that the children that are female of the Mitzrim are possible for three generations. I mean, it's a kavu chomer. Even a nation that the Torah asks the dore doros, like Amon Omor, the females are mutter. So Koshikain, the females of a generation of Mitzrim, where it's only anyway us for two generations, third generation is mutter. Obviously, the females are always mutter. Same thing with Edom. If they're going to be mutter in the third generation, so why shouldn't the females be mutter immediately? It's a kavu chomer. So they said to him, look, if you want to argue about this, we've got what to say. If what you're doing is you're trying to persuade us of something that you have the Kabbalah, fine, then we'll accept it. What was there to say? It sounded very persuasive. My teshuva. They said, Im l'din yesh teshuva. We could show you that you're wrong. Go ahead. I want to hear. Amar Rabba Barachana Rabbi Yochanan, because, very simple, Ikele Mimer Arayot Yochichu. What's your problem? Your problem is that you're shocked by the fact that someone who is going to be completely kosher on all ends, whether the male or the female, in just another generation, should be us or in the generation previous. Did you ever hear of the Isser of a woman and her daughter and granddaughter from a son or a daughter who is an Usser and Mutter the next generation? So that you see, obviously, lo Usser b'emela ad shlosha dorot, but an Usser, whether it comes from a son or from a daughter. Echad zecharim ve'echad nekevot. So I understand. I mean, we have a beautiful model for this kind of thing. I mean, that's not a model. I mean, that's incest. I mean, incest is a whole different issue. I mean, Arias is this, Akoris is that. I'm talking about where the problem is the nationality. So why would we be more mocked with, well, wait a minute. How about a mamzer? A mamzer, there's no difference between the male and the female. Well, what do you mean a mamzer? A mamzer is ain't a royal of Obekala Olam. That doesn't prove anything. I agreed in a case where you can never be mutter lovo bekal. Fine. Ah, okay, but Arias is not Leoilam. So Arias Yochichu. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, yeah, but Arias is Karis. Mamzer isn't Karis, and Mamzer is just a lot. So what's the problem? The Chazar Adin, Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev. So clearly the fact that it's Karis is not the issue. Clearly the fact that it's also Leoilam is not the issue. Okay, so what is the issue? Okay, it must be that Atzad HaShaveh Shebehem Sha'asurim, when the Torah says an Isser, it includes Zecharim and Nekevas, no? So, Afani Avi Mitzri Mitzrit, that they should be Isser, Zecharim and Nekevas. No, wait a minute. How about if I find another explanation that's not so abstract? Maybe the idea over here is that the Torah is saying that wherever you have people that had done an Isser Karet, either themselves or had come from an Isser Karet, like a mamzer has to be born from an Isser Karet. So, under those circumstances, Echad Zecharim, Ve'echad Nekevod, would be Asur, that I agree. But if it's a question of nationality, where nobody was over any Isra Karet or anything, there my Kavah Chomer stands. So what exactly is your answer for the Kavah Chomer?
Say the Rabbanan, I'm going to prove it from here. Look, for Rabbanan, Micholo Duchai Ve'aseh. How about a case where Cholol is born from an Isra to a Kohen, just from an Isra Aseh? Let's say a Kohen Gadol takes a woman who is anusa, she's mefutaj, which she was never married before, right? But she's going to be over now on ki'im betulami amavi kafishan. So she's not supposed to be a bu'ula. Now, if you hold, like Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, who holds that there is, we saw this earlier in Daftan Tes, that he holds that a kohen who takes a woman who's going to be over only on an Isra say, the din is that the vlad is cholo, and that he becomes now also the kahuna. Now, it's true that over there, the Chachomim argue. But if over here we're going, I'll leave it the sheet of Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov. So then what the Rabbonin would be saying to Rabbi Shimon is like this, okay? Let's take a look at Arias. Arias is three Doras, nonetheless, Zechorim Nekevas. What are you going to say? Arias is Chi of Koris, and maybe that's why the Nekevas are Aser. Okay. Then what about Achalal Achai Ve'aseh? Where over there is no Koris. The Yisir is a Nekevas, exactly the same as Zechorim. They're both become possible the Kuna. So why not say that the same thing is true about a Mitzvah and Adami? There's no Yisir of Koris, and the Nekevas, and there's Zechorim or Aser. And what are you going to say now? That a cholol is yitzirato bi'avera, whereas opposed to mitzri v'adomi, where there's no avera at all involved. So then I'll be able to show, okay, how about Arias? Arias don't come from an avera, right? But nonetheless, the Torah asr nekevas like a zechorim, in which case mitzri v'adomi should also be asr nekevas v'zechorim. So then you're going to say, okay, but now Raya is different because they have chorus? No. Cholol is mochiach. So again, we have a chosradin. A chosradin. Tzara shavashabahen is that we find both cases are considered to be Osir and Zechor ben Akevis are the same, in which case Bitzri v'Adoni are the same as the combined limit of Arias and of the Chalal.
Ki halacha. Lo means no, you have nothing to say. But you know what? If you think you have something to say, it's a halacha. Why did he say no, you have nothing to say? What's the lo? He's saying to them like this, look, the case doesn't exist, in my opinion, because I don't hold of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There is no such thing as a cholol that comes from an iser assay, okay? So therefore, we're always going to be dealing with something that has to do with an iser that was now the case of the iser karet. It was somewhere up the line over here. So therefore, I'm telling you that I myself wouldn't even need the halacha. But according to you, okay, I'm willing to address you according to your opinion. So according to your opinion, you hold like that, that there is such a thing as a cholol from an assay. Fine. So then I tell you the truth, it's a halacha, ani omer. I am quoting to you something that I was mekabel, and therefore, let's not get into the details of the argument. I think you're wrong anyway. But lemaisa, you don't hold to the psukim, this is a halacha that I was mekabel. Tanya, Amar lan Rabbi Shimon. First of all, halacha, ani omer. Okay? Furthermore, it's even a pasuk. Why does it say banim, Asher yivaldu lahem, dor shlishi yavol lahem b'kal Hashem? What do you mean banim? Why banim? Why is it banim? Why not banot? So that's the point, because the banot were never asurot, even in the first generation, stressing banim v'lo banot. Give it Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the point. Because if so, where do banim come from? Last I heard, they come from having them, by bearing them, and they're born. So, it's a little absurd to say, banim asher yivaldu lahem. Obviously. All you need to say is, banim, dor shlishi. What's the banim asher yivaldu? Hello, what? They're going to come down from the sky? So, therefore, akatuf talam b'leida. The whole point over here is the Torah is saying, whatever it is, those things that come from birth, sometimes they're male and sometimes they're female, the third generation of the things that come from being born, they are going to be mutar. Okay, we shall continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.